When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Self Mastery Podcast. My name is Luke Pierce, as you would know, and today we're going to fill you in on something that is truly, truly life-changing. Now, I'm going to say that a lot in this podcast because it truly is, but this is a little bit different. This comes from a story that I actually came across on Facebook, and if you can imagine this, it was a picture of a man actually standing on the Golden Gate Bridge in America. Now, this Golden Gate Bridge is the number one bridge that people choose to commit suicide on. All right, so that's pretty confronting just on its own, right? There's a certain amount of people each year that are like, "Yep, that's, you know, I can't do this anymore. Boom, this is where I'm going to go." And they, you know, they think that that's the only way out, the only option. But this is a little bit different, right? So what happened was the man actually left a note, right? Because he actually, you know, he committed the act, right? He actually did it, but he left a note and he said, "Today I'm going to walk to the Golden Gate Bridge, and if someone smiles at me, I will not jump." All right, so that just goes to show that this man actually did it. So that means, that presupposes that not one person smiled at him on the way to commit the act that he was doing. Now, what's the lesson in all of this? The lesson in all of this is, like, we don't truly understand, or I believe that we don't truly understand how powerful, like, the smallest gestures can be to other people. So whatever it is that you're doing right now, you might be driving, you might be walking, you could be running, you could be the gym, I don't know, I can't physically see you, but I do know that you have the ability within yourself to give someone a smile. You have the ability in yourself to give someone, you know, a high five, a pat on the back, some kind words, some advice, some help, some, you know, a helping hand up, whatever it might be. It's like that ability is in you right now, but the difference between people who do it and people who don't is exactly that. Some people do it. Some people are aware of it. Some people are conscious of it. And I know that if you're listening to this right now, then you're going to be one of the people and one of those, you know, persons that is aware of it. All right, so this is really, really cool because, you know, you can play a massive role in someone else's life just by being you. All right, you can play a massive role in someone else's life just by saying, "Hey, are you all right? What's going on? Can I help? What about this? What do you think about that? Maybe look at this. Maybe check out that video." There's so many different things that you can do. But at the end of the day, it's got to be something that you do. All right, so this is what I think about every time I come into contact with someone. It's like, what's going on in this person's world? Like, what's going on in this person's world to make them feel, look, hear, sound like they are right now? Because you can tell when someone's not having a great day. And it normally starts with this: "I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm all good." You know, you can feel and you can hear that in their voice, within their energy, that they're not, right? You can see in their body language that they're not. So my advice to you would be to be consciously aware of the people that you come in contact with from this moment onwards, even if it's just for today. But just be really consciously aware of what other people are doing, and then just subtly do what you can to help them out. Most people won't even know that you are actually doing it, all right, because they're so caught up in their own little world. But you can just offer whatever it is that you want to offer, whether it's a helping hand, whether it's a compliment, something like that, a bit of advice. And the thing is that's the thing that's going to truly change someone's perspective of the things that they're doing. So that's my advice for you today, is to be really consciously aware of other people and what you can do to just help them out in the smallest possible way.